This is the cemetery at Disco Hill, an hour's drive from Monrovia. The place got its name from a disco that stood here until it was destroyed during Liberia's first civil war. The site was opened last December to bury Ebola victims safely and with dignity. When the Ebola crisis first broke out, Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf decreed that Ebola victims be cremated to get the crisis under control and stop one major cause of infection. This was a practice unheard of in Liberia. Worst of all, many victims' ashes were mixed together in the chaos of events, depriving relatives of the chance to say goodbye and commemorate their loved ones. At first, people believed the same would happen at Disco Hill.
People actually followed the drop-off cars to make sure that the bodies were not going to be disappeared. They're not going to be burned.
Matt Ward is the safe burial manager with the American NGO Global Communities, which is in charge of the cemetery. He says his 100-plus Liberian co-workers can be very proud of what they achieved.
Once people started coming and seeing that their loved ones were actually being buried as close to Liberian tradition and Muslim traditions as the health circumstances allowed, people became a lot less reticent. The whole objective was to be able to stop the cremations and get people away from clandestine burials to avoid their loved ones being cremated. So I think we've been very successful. That's a great feeling.
Many of those who were buried here were unknown. During the chaos, not everyone was properly identified upon admission or discharge from the hospital. During an outbreak, everybody has to be buried with safety precautions as a possible Ebola victim. Safe burial manager James S. Puendo says they often buried 8 to 9 people a day here. This pace and the stress of laying unknown people to rest, often babies, then coming home and seeing his own children at play, took a toll on him.
Even my wife was somehow afraid because Ebola is the common saying that DV, if one gets it, the whole family follows. So she was somehow afraid. When I even started where sometimes I go home, she somehow stepped the car to come around me.
Oh no, what I did is I noticed that this has a crack.
Matt Ward says he feels Disco Hill would be an appropriate site for a national memorial to the crisis. Not with marble crosses and a perfectly manicured lawn like Arlington National Cemetery outside of Washington, but like a conventional Liberian cemetery with cement casings and more wild growing plants. Benamusha, VOA News, Margibi County, Liberia.